Welcome to a new podcast series from the Consumer Goods Forum Product Data Coalition. In this series, we explore new ways to enable data exchange from farm to fork using a technology that revolutionizes business efficiency and achieves sustainability objectives in an easily accessible, affordable, and secure way. I'd like to introduce our host, Rudy Hagedorn, accompanied by Matthias Pretorius from Kuehne+Nagel, who will deep dive into the role and value of the solution from a logistics perspective. Let's dive right in.
So, welcome, Matthias, to our podcast series. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm great. It's a little bit rainy here in Switzerland, but I'm okay. I will survive.
super. Yeah, Matthias, thanks for your time. We have been working on a project a little bit in the background, and now we are kind of coming out and explain what we've been doing. And of course, the root we are talking about is CO2 emissions, scope 3, scope 2, scope 1. And yeah, and then we had a very, very big idea. Can you maybe explain to our audience what this big idea is that we are currently pursuing?
Sure. And it's a great idea, first of all. And for, I mean, you have to go outside in a little bit also to understand what is the big idea, right? Because obviously it's for us, it's for our kids, it's for our interest in sustainability in the environment. So first of all, it is we as human beings, it is important for us to make sure that we are more sustainable in what we do, right? So that is actually the objective and the basis for the big idea. But the big idea is to capture data across the entire supply chain, basically, when it comes to emissions. And that's something which is extremely complex. And that's also why I think it is very important to have logistics providers like Kuehne+Nagel involved in those situations, because on an end-to-end basis, it's very often so many different stakeholders, different control in a supply chain, where at destination, the customer is not always controlling the supply chain. It could also be, in some cases, their suppliers. So to get emissions data across the entire supply chain with all the different transport modes, the complexity, different size of shipping vessels, which actually also impacts how you measure emissions and those kind of things. It is complex, and that's why we are doing this. And it's an interesting, really, concept.
I mean, when we met, we talked about this and we said, hey, well, we have data. Everybody has some data somewhere. We are not really exchanging it. Sometimes we are, sometimes we are not. Then it's not compatible and other things. So why has this become so relevant? Because that idea doesn't sound like a new idea, right? So let's save the planet, let's exchange some data. But why is it becoming so relevant so fast these days? Anything you would like to share?
So companies are trying to be carbon zero, many of them by 2030 already. That's why there is a sense of urgency. I also think, though, it's important to be realistic as an organization, more so than actually being stressed. But it is important that we provide visibility in supply chains on carbon emissions, because that's a first step for actually companies to know where they stand. What is my carbon emission on an end-to-end basis right now? What can I actually do also with that data to optimize my supply chain and become more efficient when it comes to carbon emissions and reduction of same? So that's why it's very important that we do this rather quickly. And then I think it is important also for companies then to review their emissions targets and be realistic and relevant when it comes to that. I mean, there are so many things a logistics company do for the industry. We do biofuels of various kinds, both on the ocean side, where you have green methanol now, or LNG, for example, on cargo ships and vessels. We have sustainable air freight fuels coming up as well. So those are very important components, and electronic vehicles and all of that, of course. But maybe equally important is how we can optimize. And the only way you can optimize a supply chain when it comes to emissions is to have visibility. And what I mean by optimizing is really, how can I utilize containers better than I do today, for example? If my utilization level in a container is 60%, if I increase that by 20%, what does it mean for my supply chain then, right? So I think it is extremely relevant what we are doing, not only for the consumers, for ourselves, but also for companies, how to optimize their supply chains when it comes to carbon emissions.
Yeah, well put. I mean, look, if you look at the world today, and let's assume somebody's listening to us, you say, well, that's easy. You know, I just ask everybody to send me the data, and then the question is solved. I mean, if somebody wants to start today to connect all these bases, based on your experience, what do you see, you know, bringing goods from Latin America to Europe, vice versa, Asia? I mean, you are everywhere, and you're making all the long roads and long hauls. What kind of challenges would a company find today if they say, yeah, great idea, I want to jump on that train? Easy.
Yeah, and this is where I think logistics is more important than many people maybe understands and believes. I think that most companies understand that, especially after the pandemic now, that logistics is a big component of the activity in any company, and all the disruptions happening in the world today as well. But supply chain is super complex. If you're moving goods from your supplier in Asia to Europe, or Latin America to Europe, obviously it is the vendor involved. It is their trucking company that they are working with on the origin side. It is maybe a consolidation center somewhere along the way. It is a carrier, an ocean carrier, or it might be an airline. And then on the destination side, you have a deconsolidation point, and you have a transportation to a distribution center. You might have another transportation from the distribution center to your customer's distribution center, and then direct to consumer and so on. So of course, it's extremely complex. And as I said in the beginning a bit, also it's about control. So in many cases, a company might not control the entire supply chain. So how do you get actually visibility into what you do on a fully end-to-end basis? That's a massive complexity, because it also means that there is a difficulty then capturing data along the way. And everyone wants transparency, but no one wants to be transparent somehow, right? And that's a little bit also coming back to this control. Control means that a company also are looking from financial aspects, of course. It's very efficient sometimes to control the supply chain, regardless if you're a supplier or if you're a customer to the supplier. So we need to find ways how we cross over those controls, right? The good thing optimizing supply chains, by the way, is you have a cost efficiency to do that. And you also have a CO2 efficiency that can be made out of that. We meet a lot of FMCG companies, for example, and I wouldn't point anyone out, but obviously I think it is important for everybody to look at their utilization in a container or in a truck. And if you have transparent containers and transparent trucks, I think people would be a little bit shocked sometimes how little utilized those units are. And that's a massive impact for the environment, obviously. So to have more control also makes it able to optimize those kind of things, right? So you can optimize your loads, you can increase utilization, and that has a positive impact in the end of also carbon footprint. So visibility is important for the consumer, it's important for the customers also in terms of being cost efficient, but also CO2 efficient.
Yeah. Oh, sounds great. So I think the efficiency part is for sure something that companies will be looking into in the next month and years, still recovering after the pandemia. You know, we need to be cost efficient and ever more cost efficient. So looking also into the different developments we have. Now, most companies, and I know your company, Kuehne+Nagel, has very, very excellent state-of-the-art tools internally, right, to optimize, to track, control. Now, we still came together as an industry, and also with your help, to actually solve for some missing piece here. You know, even that every single company might be, you know, really equipped, well equipped with good software, there is a missing link. So what would be the desired future from your perspective, if you could look into project your ideas onto a widescreen?
I think collaboration, and then more collaboration is number one. And that means between the different stakeholders in the industry, right? I think what we have today, we have quite some good tools in Kühne+Nagel. We have 10 years plus experience in actually providing visibility tools when it comes to carbon footprint. And many of our customers says it's actually quite a good product. The complexity is, though, that it's mostly for what we control as a transportation company in the supply chain. And sometimes that might be only 50% of the supply chain, or 80%, or even less than that, than 50% sometimes. So it's really to find that kind of holistic tool across the entire supply chain, which would then benefit everybody. So I think that is, and of course, as a basis of that, we will have our tools that we already have in the transportation companies, but then we need to connect that to a wider picture, meaning when does actually a supply chain start? A supply chain starts when you have an order somewhere and you place that order, obviously, but then you have a production. You might have raw material moving to production of a textile, for example, right? And then you have production of textiles, and then again, you have the movement to the port. So we need to capture, that future is really to capture data across the entire span of the supply chain. And that is, of course, for everybody to take informed decisions about their emissions and everything else, right? So you have the ad hoc data where you can also see emissions, but also how can you further optimize, right? So it's not only about providing that visibility, but also how companies then take the visibility they get and what they do with the data that they actually get. It should also be optimization coming out of it somehow.
Oh, great. Yeah, I mean, if we dig a little bit deeper now, more into the technical level, so what kind of solution approach would you describe as the one that we are currently pursuing also in this team that we are building together with the other industry partners? And how would the industry would approach this widely once we are done? Any points of view you would like to share?
Yeah, so first of all, the approach is coming, of course, from also our customers. That would be the retailers and the FMCG companies, for example, right? And for them, of course, it's about consumers. What are consumers demanding in the industry? And as you know, Rudy, we are looking at even ingredients on certain packages that you find in the supermarket store should have a carbon footprint emission data per ingredient, right? That is, of course, something which would be highly interesting. The complexity, so that's the dream. And that's also what, of course, would fulfill the consumer wishes, right? Because the new generations, also myself, even though I think my wife is better than I am on looking at packages and so on, I must admit, but of course, it's in a lot of people's interest to look at what's taking place also from an environmental perspective with the products that you buy. The complexity is, of course, how you deliver that. So what we need is a certain technology to capture data across the supply chain, depending or regardless of who the stakeholders are and where the control is. So to capture data, we can use different kinds of technology. I mean, blockchain is, of course, one technology, various kinds of EDIs and APIs and so on. And we cannot, as I said, get away from uploading data from different providers in the supply chain. So that is very important. The complexity is, even within a provider, carbon emissions have a different kind of impact depending on the size of vessels and those things. And what I mean here is that we can standardize emissions data very much now, and that's how it's done nowadays. What we need to come to is a more detailed emissions data. If you have a 22,000 TEU vessel versus a 7,000 TEU vessel, for example, impact on carbon emission per unit in a container will, of course, differ, because the bigger the vessels, actually the more efficient, the less carbon emission footprint there is, for example. Also, how much you load your container, what is your container utilization, is extremely important when you calculate emissions. Those are all complexities. We are almost there, and we can do it within a company for what we control as Kühne+Nagel, for example. But to do that on a fully end-to-end supply chain is quite complex, right? So this is what we really need to come to and what we need to capture.
Oh, that's excellent. So let's see then where we end up with in our new technology venture that we have together with Google and others. So Matthias, what would be the key takeaway you want every listener to take home after hearing this podcast?
I think, the benefits for everybody is, of course, first of all, the consumer benefits. So basically, we want to live in a cleaner world. We want to get away from, I live in Switzerland, to go up skiing nowadays, you have to go really high. And I do that because I love skiing. So it's, of course, how it impacts us, which is the greatest dream opportunity that we need to achieve, is the benefits for us as human beings, right? But also the benefits for us as a company, right? Because also from a competitive perspective, you need to be sustainable. And I think you cannot get away from that. You have to have certain carrots for companies on how to be more sustainable, right? And that goes for logistics companies like ourselves, but also, of course, for our customers, right? So it's a benefit for all of us. And what we need to also get away from a bit is, as I said in the beginning of the discussion, we need to be realistic of our sustainable targets, first of all. There are several ways we can actually get there. One way is, first of all, we have to make also sustainable fuel cheaper than it is today, and that is will take time. I read somewhere that biofuel, or if you take methanol, for example, is 6 times as expensive as normal fuel today still, right? So you need to achieve that kind of break point when that becomes as competitive as normal fuel. There are several challenges that we stand in front of, not only as a logistics industry, but everybody is actually involved and responsible in this to actually make that happen, right? Electronic vehicles, I mean, I think the technology is going so enormously fast on this side. So this will happen at some point as well, where we'll have, but I think still when I retire, I'm sure that you will have diesel trucks still on the roads in Europe, for example, right? So how do we get away from that? Let's be realistic on what we can do. I believe firmly in optimization, and I've said that several times during this podcast, but if you can increase your utilization in a container from 60% to 90%, we have companies out there shipping 500,000 containers or TUs per year, and you can imagine how many thousand containers saving it would be if you just utilize your containers and units a little bit more. Also, very important point, collaboration. I said super important that we start collaborating. We can, as a logistics company, be an enabler for companies to actually to cooperate with each other. Let's not only look at one supply chain. Let's look at two FMCG companies, for example. How can we bring companies together to optimize and utilize what we do in a supply chain better, right? I think so many things we can do. And from that perspective, this project, Rudy, that you guys and we are doing together, super important. It's really connecting the dots, collaborating.
Excellent. What a good closure. Matthias, thank you so much for your time today. And I hope to see you soon again on one of these podcasts. Ask some questions. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. You bet. I will be back.
Thank you. Thank you, listener. And goodbye to the next time.
The upcoming episodes will unpack scenarios from various perspectives across the supply chain, demonstrating how the technology can transform all business environments. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more.